Attorney General Loretta Lynch is in Baltimore today to announce that the Justice Department and the City of Baltimore have reached an agreement on a consent decree outlining reform to the city's troubled police department. The DOJ initially opened its investigation into the department's practices after the death of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man who died while in police custody in April of 2015. As the city moves forward on criminal justice and policing reform, though, State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby is looking more and more like a political casualty, or worse, in one of Baltimore's more troubling episodes of alleged police brutality and the politics of race and law enforcement. A judge ruled late last week that key parts of a lawsuit brought by five of the six officers charged with Gray's death can proceed. The suit charges her, Mosby, with claims of malicious prosecution, defamation, and invasion of privacy. Mark Steiner is president and executive producer of the Center for Emerging Media. He's host of The Mark Steiner Show on WEAA-FM in Baltimore. Mark, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Mark, is Marilyn Mosby already a persona non grata in the city of Baltimore?
Well, it depends who you're talking to. I mean, this really, in many ways, boils down to a battle over race. Mosby was elected because the former prosecutor was seen by the black community as not responsive to their needs. And so she still has a lot of support among folks across the economic spectrum in the black community. She's also under assault from because of what happened with Freddie Gray and these cases with the officers, is under assault of attack from many of the establishment quarters, white and black, in Baltimore. So this is going to be a huge political battle for her when she runs for re-election in the next year and a half.
The officers who are suing her for defamation and malicious prosecution were all acquitted in the Freddie Gray trial, right?
That's correct.
And so in this particular case, I mean, people bring charges all the time and sometimes it doesn't work out. What makes this malicious prosecution, and how would that affect her relations with African-American citizens in Baltimore as well as whites?
First of all, it's not common for state's attorneys to actually indict and prosecute police officers. Some people feel she may have jumped the gun, done it too quickly as a political measure, which backfired. There was clearly bad communication between her and the police department over getting evidence and who was going to get the evidence. So that laid the groundwork for these suits, because then she went out and got evidence. The police department did not. And so she was allowed to be sued. This is going to be a real political football in the coming election. And you already see one former federal prosecutor who is now running for her seat, and others may jump in.
Why wouldn't she have made an overture to the police? I mean, why hasn't there been an attempt to find some sort of accommodation here? Because at this point, it just seems like there's no common ground whatsoever.
Well, I'm not sure she hasn't. I think that there's a real divide here. I mean, this is you're talking about a young woman who ran for state's attorney.
She's a superstar. She was a superstar.
She was a superstar, right? And then her husband ran for mayor and lost the primary. And so they went from being, like, as people tell them, like a Kennedy-esque couple, to being a couple that's really being pushed back politically. But I think that's not so much. I think there was a lot of animosity on the part of the Fraternal Order of Police that she even indicted these officers. Listen, this was not an easy case to take on. I mean, it wasn't like Eric Garner in New York. This had happened in Baltimore, and it was an Eric Garner kind of case. The officers may have been convicted, but this is a very, very difficult case to prosecute and to convict. I mean, the disagreement over when was he injured. She had the examiner who said it happened in the van. Another examiner who commented on the press said, no, it must have happened before the van. And so, I mean, it's that there are so many pieces of this case that made it difficult to convict.
Mark Steiner, is the impression there that Mosby tried to get power by using her race card or getting the black community completely behind her? Or did she stumble trying to heal the racial wounds in Baltimore?
I mean, that's really up for discussion. I think that it's clear that when she made that first press conference, which is part of the basis of the suit, when she had that press conference saying she was going to indict these officers, it was clearly on some level, to calm down and say to the community, we are going to go after this. We're on your side. This is not going to happen like this in Baltimore ever again. So in that part, I think it was very political. That may, on some political way, been a stumble for some people. Others, it was like seeing a knight in shining armor standing up. So I think that's the heart of the political battle, I think. And whether or not she had that press conference is really a main part of that discussion.
Do you think the ascension of Donald Trump affects her political fortunes at all?
Not really. No. I mean, I think it does mean we'll see no more consent decrees in the country. I think that's what it might mean. But I don't think it's going to affect her directly.
We'll talk about that for a moment. So Loretta Lynch is in Baltimore today to do essentially the last bit of Justice Department oversight that we can expect for maybe the next 4 years.
Correct.
On a consent decree for a police department.
Correct. Well, that's true. I think this is a tactic in terms of the Department of Justice. We will see that will not happen under the next 4 years with Donald Trump and the new attorney general. It won't happen, which could cause another level of political conflict.
Well, the end of an era taking place in Baltimore today as Attorney General Loretta Lynch announces that consent decree and the political fortunes of Marilyn Mosby, as we've discussed, very much in doubt. Mark Steiner, thanks so much.
Always my pleasure to be with you. Take care.
Mark Steiner is president and executive producer of the Center for Emerging Media and host of The Mark Steiner Show on WEAA-FM in Baltimore.